The president is stopping in cities all across the country trying to motivate Democratic voters, but one name keeps cropping up that makes it feel more like 2004 than today.
In this Senate race, two groups funded and advised by Karl Rove have outspent the Democratic Party 2-1 in an attempt to beat Alexei. 2-1. Funded and advised by Karl Rove.
Karl Rove, recast as the villain in the Democrat storyline? It may be the wrong cast of characters.
And which fairy tale ending do the Democrats think we're in?
Is it Cinderella? Or maybe the boy who cried wolf?
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. I picked the tortoise and the hare with the Democrats playing the tortoise, playing a little political catch-up. It's Tuesday, October 12th. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, but slow and steady wins the race there.
Go.
Is that a
there
prediction?
Could be.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news. After more than 2 months underground, they can almost see the light. Rescue operations to free the 33 miners trapped underground could begin as early as this evening. That's according to officials in Chile. Workers have already put steel reinforcements on the tunnel that will free the miners and have used sandbags to test the 13-foot-tall capsule that will lift out the miners one by one. The doctor in charge of the trapped San Jose miners' fitness, Jean Romanoli, tells our partner the BBC that the men are in good spirits.
They're pretty confident and they're pretty calm about the rescue thing. They haven't expressed any anxiety at all, and either they're lying to us or they're really calm.
The miners have already been supplied with shampoo and soap. Before the final rescue operations start, they'll also get moisture-resistant coveralls embroidered with their names and fresh pairs of socks and underwear. The presidents of both Chile and Bolivia, Evo Morales and Sebastian Piñera, they're due to arrive at the mine today.
President Obama talking about his latest big project. He's pushing for Congress to approve a $50 billion down payment on projects for highways, railways, and airports, the first step towards his long-term plans for upgrading the nation's infrastructure.
Today, our aging system of highways and byways, air routes and rail lines hinder our economic growth. Today, the average American household is forced to spend more on transportation each year than food.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, the president said his long-term investment would have short-term stimulus benefits as well.
By making these investments across the country, we won't just make our economy run better over the long haul. We will create good middle-class jobs right now.
The original price tag for the investment, the infrastructure initiative, $500 billion.
Google and New York investment firm Good Energy say they're planning a 350-mile transportation backbone to set up offshore wind farms along the Atlantic seaboard. The project would cost $5 billion and could dramatically transform the region's power grid. Running from northern New Jersey to Norfolk in Virginia, the system's backbone cable would have a capacity of 6,000 megawatts. That's as much as power as five large nuclear reactors. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he would freeze Jewish settlements on the West Bank if Palestine would recognize Israel as a Jewish state. His offer was immediately rejected by Palestinians, again jeopardizing peace talks and raising questions about his political motives.
Two quick stories. World Economic Forum report on gender equality today lists Iceland, Norway, Finland, and Sweden as the nations with the smallest economic and social gaps between men and women. The U.S. jumped into the top 20 for the first time. France fell out. Wall Street pay on track to hit new highs this year, up 4%. They'll pay out $144 billion in compensation and benefits this year. Asian markets mixed. European indices down. Futures are up on Wall Street. You can wonder why.
Because
the Dow gets underway at 11,010. The S&P opens at 1,165. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,402. Coming up this morning, It Gets Better. Sex advice columnist, public radio personality Dan Savage talks with us about his passion to make sure troubled teens get good, hopeful, well-timed advice to step away from desperation.
But first, we'll get our eye back on the midterm elections with a look at what the Democrats' message is.